This is the Morning Crunch Wrap for Tuesday, April 9th, 2019. I'm Nate Darling, and here's what caught my eye this morning. Headline, first Twitter, now the Fresno Bee, Devin Nunes files lawsuit against McClatchy. In his latest legal onslaught against perceived critics of his policies, U.S. Representative Devin Nunes, a Republican from Tulare, filed a $150 million defamation suit Monday in a Virginia circuit court against the McClatchy Corporation and the Virginia communications consultant described as a digital terrorist for hire. A record of the lawsuit couldn't be found in the Virginia online record system, but Nunes confirmed the lawsuit in a Monday night appearance on Sean Hannity's Fox News show. Nunes declared McClatchy reporters need to, quote, come clean with the American people, end quote, and retract fake news reports. He said he wants such stories scrubbed from the internet and promised more legal challenges, saying, if you're out there and you lied and you defamed, we are going to come after you. The lawsuit, which follows a previous $250 million lawsuit he filed against Twitter and a parody account, and this is for real, known as Devin Nunes's Cow, it targets McClatchy for reporting by the Fresno Bee in a, quote, scheme to defame plaintiff and destroy his reputation. With the limited opportunity we have to review this claim, it is wholly without merit, and we stand behind the strong reporting of the Fresno Bee. That's what a McClatchy spokeswoman said on Monday night. Nunes, an ardent supporter of President Trump, has denounced the Fresno Bee as, quote, a left-wing rag and a joke, and has largely refused to provide access to its reporters. But the lawsuit targets one story in particular in the Fresno Bee that ran during his reelection effort last year and reported on a 2016 lawsuit against a winery whose investors include Nunes. The story by reporter Mackenzie Mays detailed claims in the lawsuit about an event that took place aboard a yacht where a winery employee alleged she saw guests on a charity cruise using what appeared to be cocaine and drawing straws for which sex worker to hire. The suit was later settled for an undisclosed amount, but Nunes contends the headlines about the suit and the dissemination via Twitter and the internet was part of a scheme to defame Nunes. Nunes never requested a correction to the story, and much of the 43-page lawsuit focuses on Twitter, the number of Twitter followers the Bee and Mays have, and the fact that the yacht-slash-cocaine-slash-prostitutes article was republished online and retweeted and posted on the internet hundreds of thousands of times. It traveled through social media like wildfire, the suit alleges, adding McClatchy's words obviously had their desired effect. They linked Nunes to underage prostitutes and cocaine. The congressman's earlier suit against Twitter and the operators of the Devin Nunes's Cow and Devin Nunes's Mom Twitter accounts had a similar impact online, drawing many new followers. The Cow account quickly attracted more followers than Nunes' own account and made him the target of late-night comedians. Now, the suit against McClatchy, which accuses the Fresno Bee of stealth edits of the original story, also names Virginia political communications strategist Elizabeth A. Liz Mayer, accusing her of attacking and smearing Nunes. Mayer, the lawsuit notes, was sued earlier by Nunes and responded by changing her Twitter username to being sued by Devin Nunes. Nunes claims in the suit that the attacks on him were made in part to interfere and divert Nunes' attention from his investigation of corruption and alleged Russian involvement in the 2016 election. Nunes, who sent out a 40-page magazine-style mailer in the waning days of the campaign that attacked the Fresno Bee, has vowed to launch more legal efforts against critics, and his complaints have drawn national attention to the Fresno Bee's aggressive coverage of him. Oh my gosh! This is a big one. Let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. Okay. Let me first start by saying this. I don't know Devin Nunes. He's not my representative. He's in the state that I'm in, but he's not my representative. Most of what I know about Devin Nunes is from his activity when he was in charge of the House committee that was, I'm using air quotes here, investigating interference into the 2016 election. That same committee has had hearings recently with Democrats in charge that seem to be a little bit more about finding out what was going on than protecting Donald Trump. this whole idea that he is just going to sue people for defaming him. It's not really defamation if I'm reporting that you're being sued for something and I detail what is being alleged in said lawsuit, because that's part of the public record. It's available for people to see. And as long as it's established in the report that this is being alleged in a lawsuit, then there's no defamation that goes along with it at all. And if you haven't requested a correction on a story, then to turn around and pull a lawsuit out seems ill-advised at best. I'm going to go ahead and use ill-advised on that one. But that's not what this is about. This is about Devin Nunes, and President Trump has done the same thing for multiple years now. It's about an attack on the media. It's an attack on the press. It's putting out the idea that everything that is in the press is fake news. And fake news is anything that reflects poorly upon them. And the president of the United States has actually said that, that fake news is bad news coverage of him. If that is the standard that Devin Nunes is using, it's not a correct standard. It's false, or fake if you prefer. The legal system is here for people to seek redress for times that they have been wronged. But when someone is just reporting what you've done or what you've been accused of doing, and do so in a way that says so-and-so has been accused of something, then it's not defamation. Now, I understand that one of the things that President Trump has talked about extensively is changing libel. Can sue people and can sue organizations much more easily, because that's what we need. We need more people suing people in court over things that were reported that actually happened or that people actually said. I do follow Devin Nunes's cow on Twitter, full disclosure. I had never heard of it until Devin Nunes sued Twitter and his cow. It's an interesting follow. After the announcement that he was filing another lawsuit, Devin Nunes's cow tweeted, "Bring it on, Mud. This is not over yet." And that is your morning crunch wrap. Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say to all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted and the window's locked. I'm waving through the glass to get somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Something to tell you, can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Looking through the keyhole, hey mister, you look like you're up for a conversation. Got a minute or so, take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all 2 and 2 is 4 and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? Some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Hey, I got a thing to say.